Wayne, good morning. Can you hear us?
I can hear Chai FM loud and clearly.
Absolutely fantastic. Apologies for that. We seem to be having some line issues on our side. So, Wayne, we don't have a lot of time, but what I'd really try and like to figure out from you is the city of Johannesburg. It's quite confusing right now when we look at these numbers.
It's very confusing. So, unlike the Tshwane, where there's a path for the DA and its coalition partners to take over there, I was running the numbers, we're looking at the numbers before this call. It's very uncertain, and I think the EFF are definitely the kingmaker. So you can look at all the parties who have an ideological similarity, or a willingness to work with the ANC. Let's rather put it like that. And you do the same for the DA. And basically, I think, you need the EFF to have a stable government, which is going to be able to pass budgets. So this is a challenge both for the ANC and for the DA. Many uncertain days ahead in the city of Johannesburg.
Yeah, because it's quite clear if you add up, even if you take the ANC and EFF together, let's assume they got together, that's still only 43%. And if you look at the rest, it's very hard for them to reach a majority, even with the EFF. The DA Action SA, if you add some of the others to them as well, with the EFF, they can do it. So the only way in which this can work is if the EFF, the DA, Action SA get together. That's how I understand this.
Yeah, so let's take, so you mentioned the big parties. There's also the Patriotic Alliance, who had a good election. They got 8 seats, the IFP and the Freedom Front. So we know the Freedom Front would work with the DA. The IFP, that will be a national coalition negotiation. And then there is obviously the PA who'd more likely work with the ANC.
Mm.
So that idea of a coalition with the DA, the Action SA and the EFF is one which I think Herman Mashaba would like. I think they would put him in a very strong position to come to return as mayor. The challenge is the DA have consistently made a promise, which John Steenhuisen reinforced last night, that in the city of Johannesburg, he doesn't want to work with the EFF and he doesn't want to work with the ANC. So this means that if the DA is going to pick up its bench, take its place in the opposition bench, it seems like the ANC and the EFF and some of those others are going to have to take over. But you don't want to be reliant on a one-person party led by someone who might just want to bring the coalition down at any one particular time because they don't like a decision which has been made. So it's really uncertain, Howard.
Let's talk for a moment about the EFF and their showing during these elections. Did they move sideways? Did they show us that their growth is limited? What's your thoughts on the EFF in general during these elections?
So they had growth in KwaZulu-Natal. I think that's one of the reasons why in the national picture they have done better than other parts of the country where they did grow. But if you remember, Polokwane and Rustenburg, these are key to the EFF's launch and their ability to capture, to become the third largest party. In both those places, they've gone backwards by quite a significant margin. So yes, we expected to see when we're looking at the results, the ANC going backwards and the DA going backwards. But with the EFF, I mean, they haven't even been in government, so it's not like people are upset by their performance in government. The fact that they've lost so much ground in places like that would worry me greatly if I was the EFF today. So remember when we spoke before the elections, we said the ANC are vulnerable and the DA are vulnerable. I didn't expect the EFF to be moving sideways. So this is fascinating that the three largest parties in the country have a lot of soul searching to do.
For sure. Your reaction to Action SA in general, are you surprised at their showing?
I was surprised. I said that to Michael Beaumont yesterday when I bumped into him, the national president of Action SA. But I think what's happening here, when one goes through the results in Tshwane and Pretoria, they're getting similar percentages in Afrikaans, upper middle class areas, and in the townships in Mamelodi. Now, what does that tell you? I would suspect that many of those people voted for the DA last time and are saying, look, the DA needs to get back onto its path of being a party which brings all South Africans together. Otherwise, we're going to vote for Action SA. And Action SA gives South Africans hope to say, We are a diverse formation, and we can and will appeal to many South Africans from all walks of life. So I think that was a reason why many South Africans, well, many people in the metros voted for them. And now the question is, what do they do with a strong position? We know that they're going to be in government in Tshwane. Will they be able to sit in government in the other two metros? And can they make a difference and grow their brand?
In terms of the DA, you know, it depends on what you read. Everybody seems to be trying to spin it according to their own view of the DA. I found it quite interesting that. How did they actually do?
The DA didn't have a good election. I mean, they lost ground in the metros in Joburg to Action SA. And then, I mean, that's why I always like looking at past numbers. You go to small municipalities in the platteland, and you see colored support going to parties like the Patriotic Alliance, Afrikaans white support going to the Freedom Front consistently. So the DA finds itself in a spot of bother, but that Tshwane result is fascinating. If we remember, in 2015, the DA was the biggest party, got 43%, but didn't have enough votes from coalition partners to form a stable government without the EFF. They've lost a lot of ground in Tshwane, but wake up today with a much more stable path to taking over the city. So that's it's a fascinating result. So on the one hand, they're much weaker in Tshwane, but actually much stronger when it's going to come to forming a stable government.
A very, very interesting one. We do need to leave it there. Unfortunately, we need to go to news. Thank you for your coverage, and I'm sure that we'll check in with you as things become a little bit clearer.